Blackstone presents Windsong Manor by Julie Wright. This book is read by Antonia Barth. Chapter 1. Eleanora Coventry blinked at the housekeeper, Mrs. Harold, and tried not to frown at the request made of her. She stood, smoothed her hands over her skirts, and followed Mrs. Harold out of the drawing room and up the stairs to her husband's bedchamber. Of course he would summon her. She was his wife, and he was dying. Of course he would want to hold her hand and say his farewells. He would want to give her a message for their nearly 12-year-old son, who was away at Eton. So why did she feel like a child being summoned to her father's study? Nora hadn't thought marriage would be this way. She had thought it would be endless flowers and declarations of love. The reality was a disappointment that left her feeling inadequate and useless once she had produced the required heir, the only child she'd been able to carry to term. Her husband was old, had been old from the day her father arranged the match. She had been young, far too young, she now understood. She'd been 15 when the banns were read, and barely 16 when the ceremony that made her a wife took place. She entered the bedchamber and offered the physician, Mr. Perkins, a trembling movement of her mouth that started as a smile but ended more like a grimace. "He has been calling for you," Mr. Perkins said, as he stepped back, allowing her to move to her husband's side with greater ease. She did not want to move to his side. She shrank back when her husband crooked his finger and beckoned her over. But with Mr. Perkins standing witness, she had no choice but to obey. "He is dying," she thought. In truth, he looked like a corpse already. And it frightened her in ways that made her feel more like a child than a wife. When her parents had both passed, and Lord Coventry had become her only family, she felt how truly lonely death made a person. And now Lord Coventry was leaving her as well. She wanted to hide from this unsettling event.
"Closer," he whispered.
It had to seem strange to her husband's physician that she was not weeping over his ailments and professing her love, but she could not make herself feel it. She did as directed, the automatic obedience familiar. She lowered her head to hear him better, holding her breath against the stink of his sweat-soaked nightshirt. "I am a baroness." She drew the words around herself whenever she faced a challenge that seemed beyond her.
"In the wardrobe. In the box."
His voice rasped. "What is in the wardrobe? Would you like me to fetch something for you?"
"Eleanora."
The word of frustration came out in a gust that smelled of the hard liquor he'd acquired from Ireland.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?